For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. I know that many of our affiliate stations do pledge drives to raise funds to keep the electricity going to the tower. Drug Truth Network reporter Phil Jackson put together this report for those instances.
And now another black perspective on the drug war. February is Black History Month, the 28 days out of each year when we remind ourselves how lucky we are that people like Rosa Parks made it possible for us to sit almost anywhere on the bus we want to sit. Almost. The black history we don't talk about, though, is the history of the drug war and its devastating effects on our communities, our families, our property, and our rights. Perhaps if we did, we wouldn't be so quick to call for more help from the people who gave us the drug war in the first place. Oh, how we love to say, oh, we have got to get them to do more to solve the problem. All that black history, and we still don't get it. That as far as they are concerned, we are the problem. The drug war is what they are doing about us. What we need to learn from black history is what is and is not in our interest. Unlimited police powers is not in our interest. Extreme sentences, mandatory minimums, and zero tolerance are not in our interest. Drug prohibition is not in our interest. What is in our interest? Well, shows like the one you're listening to right now, by people like Dean Becker, who have the courage to tell you the unvarnished truth and the dedication to do it every single day, despite great personal hardship and sacrifice, are in your interest. Independent community radio that shuns the easy road of corporate and government funding to take the much harder path of listener sponsorship in order to preserve the freedom to bring you shows like this are in your interest. Supporting this station, this show, and this cause with however much you can afford is in your interest. We don't need them to solve our problems. Contributing to this station helps us solve our own problems. Pick up the phone right now and give as much as you can. Others before us sacrificed much to move us up from the back of the bus, but now you can make this relatively small sacrifice so that we can finally sit in the one seat that really matters the most, and that's the driver's seat. From the Drug Truth Network, I'm Phil Jackson.
Meanwhile, the drug czar still tours our nation, saying marijuana is a greater threat than methamphetamine or heroin. The day you stand and speak for truth and justice brings us one day closer to its fruition. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.